You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are with Jonah White, the founder of Billy Bob Teeth in Hardin, Illinois, and CEO of a multi-million dollar gag gift empire called Billy Bob. After taking the Halloween and costume industries by storm and building an empire based on his own invention of fake redneck buck teeth, Jonah has accomplished the American dream and created a booming business with over 300 products sold throughout the world, including over 20 million Billy Bob Teeth. At the same token, he is a real inspiration for budding entrepreneurs. I certainly agree with that. Jonah, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Great being here.
Likewise, certainly good to have you. I'm looking forward to hearing your story. So first of all, how did you come up with the concept of creating false and fun teeth?
Well, you know, fake teeth is just one inspirational item. It's just one item. I think, Eric, the bigger question was when did I decide to be an entrepreneur, to work for myself, to make my own path in life? And that was around the year 1994. And I just graduated college, and I had kind of given up on society, and I was I grew up in a very nature-oriented family, and I was actually living in a cave. And I decided that I wanted a career in the novelty world, and I wanted to open a mail order business in my parents' log cabin. And that year was in 1994. And at that point, what I had to do was I had to just find the right item to be my flagship item that I would make and sell. And I was fortunate enough to run across my future business partner, Dr. Rich Bailey, at a football game at my university, Missouri State University. And I played football there in college. And when I met Rich, he was wearing the teeth, and he just was hamming it up with them, and everyone thought they were real. And it wasn't until after the game that he actually showed them to me that they were something fake that he'd made in denture class about 2 weeks before. So that's how the Billy Bob Products Company and me being a entrepreneur started.
Well, I got to tell you, I haven't heard that concept or approach before. That is certainly unique. And living in a cave for a year, unbelievable. What made you decide to live in a cave?
Well, you know, I live in the most rural county in the entire state of Illinois. There's about 5,000 people that live in the whole county. And, you know, I grew up, I was a biology major in college, and I grew up in nature. And my father was a Native American, and, you know, we cut firewood and we hunted, and, you know, it just, we lived off the land. We didn't have running water. And, you know, I don't know. It's what I knew, and it's what I know. And, you know, presently I built a log cabin right over the hill from actually the cave that I lived in way back when. And sometimes when life gets, you know, too claustrophobic, I tend to want to have cave time myself, and I'll go camp or sleep in caves with my sons and, you know, get away from things. And I think we all need our own cave, I think, from time to time.
How has living off the grid, so to speak, helped you grow your company to over $50 million in revenues?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that I stress to inventors and entrepreneurs and successful people is always to stay humble and always to know that there's things about you that are special, that are different than other people, and you have strengths and weaknesses. We all do, and to really rely on your strengths. And I think that a person who can live on their own, can live off the grid, I think people that are survivors, athletes, they have a good will to survive. And when you transfer this over to business and you realize that you're willing to do whatever it takes to survive, it doesn't matter how hard or unorthodox or what, I'm not saying take chances that other people wouldn't take. I'm just saying work harder and do the extra step. And don't think that it's going to be easy, because it's not going to be easy. If it was, everyone else would be doing it. And, you know, living off the grid, I think kind of, you know, almost sensationalizes that, you know, the whole mindset.
Today we're joined by Jonah White, the founder of Billy Bob Teeth and CEO of a multi-million dollar gab gift empire called Billy Bob, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jonah, to what do you attribute your success to?
Hard work. It's all completely hard work. I made some very, very good choices. I've made poor choices, but I've made more good ones than bad ones. But there's really no substitute for hard work. There really isn't. You can make mistakes, and you can overcome them if you're willing to work hard. If you're not willing to work hard, you can still be successful, but you can't make mistakes, because when you do, they're catastrophes. And the ability to overcome a fourth-quarter comeback, if you would, is only achieved by teams that are willing to work harder. You know, if you're not, then you get behind on the scoreboard, it's not going to end up well for you. Hard work is something that you can't quantize it. You can't put a number on it. If you have it, you have the chance.
Well, well said. What advice do you give budding entrepreneurs and executive leaders of companies? Would it be the same advice on those?
It's very similar. It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of a massive company or you're starting your own business in your basement or your garage. There's really, you have to, in today's market and economy, the days of easy money or low-lying fruit are gone. You know, you're not going to gain weight and get fat off eating the fruits that are waist high on the tree. The fruits that are left now, and there's lots of them, they're up where it's uncomfortable to reach. You have to climb a tree limb, or you have to get a ladder, or you have to do something to get those fruits to keep you alive. And if you're going to be someone that's going to make it, it's because you're willing to do things that other people aren't. And that could be work harder. That could be develop something that is different and more clever. But even still, it's not enough. You still have to sell it. And you have to compete in a market that is literally flooded. I mean flooded with merchandise, inventory. And we still have the best economy in the world, but it's not what it was. And you're in the right place. You're just not here at the right time, but the opportunity is still there if you're willing to go get it.
What is next for you? Anything coming up that you're planning, or maybe a vision or future plans of growth?
Well, I'm starting to do a bit of seminars. I have 1,500 acres in rural Illinois, and I have quite a menagerie of exotic animals and things that make me unique and make me what I am. And I have a 39-bed lodge. I'm starting to do seminars on my property for different groups. And, I'm calling it cave time. And I'm getting to share, you know, my way of thinking, my thoughts with others, and in the hopes that I get people just to think differently. You know, I don't have the winning formula for everyone to make $1 million. I don't have it. There's no miracles out there in the real world, you know. But what I can do is I can open up people's horizons to make them think differently and to understand what their strengths are, and to try things that normally they wouldn't have tried had they not met me and thought outside the box.
Certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly a unique background and incredible results and a lot of success. Where can folks go to purchase your products?
The best spot is the internet. Our website is billybobproducts.com.
And that's about as simple as it gets. Jonah, thanks so much for taking the time and out of your busy schedule to spend a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you very much, Eric. Thank you for the opportunity.
You are more than welcome. Look forward to having you with an update down the road. We've been speaking with Jonah White, the founder of Billy Bob Teeth and CEO of a multi-million dollar gag gift empire called Billy Bob. And once again, the website of reference is billybobproducts.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.